Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are going to talk about books, one of our favorite topics. We interview so many authors, and Daniel Golden, who has more enthusiasm for books and reading than anybody I know. He's just wonderful, and he comes into us. I knew he would do this. He does it every time. We have books all over the studio. He's brought all these books for us to talk about, and he's so excited about them. He will be with us momentarily. He's the proprietor of Boswell Book Company based in Milwaukee, and Daniel will join us with many book recommendations. I ask, my only request is that you get a paper and pen handy so you can write down some of the requests. We'll put them up eventually on the web, but if you could do that, that would be helpful. You know by now that we're in our very important Spring Pledge membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me in our studios here in Milwaukee. And you know also that you can count on the Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. Isn't it great that you have a place to go on the radio to talk about books? We count on you to keep these conversations on the air. Please make a gift of any amount right now and help us pay for the programs you depend on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Well, last hour, our goal was 45 pledges, and we received 104 pledges.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $2,500.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Now, this generous match is offered by an anonymous donor who enjoys Kathleen's show. It's her way of encouraging you to join her in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your pledge doubled right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, that's terrific, Lisa. Well, this is the hour to pledge then, isn't it?
It sure is.
Double your money, double your fun. At the end of the hour, you often hear the guests say, thanks for your great listeners. And if they don't say it on the air, they say it off the air. And I'm not kidding you. They say it all the time. Thank you for being such thoughtful and active listeners. And thanks for your financial support. It makes it all possible. And if you haven't pledged yet, please do so right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have something very special going on this drive. Pledge any amount and you'll be entered in a drawing. It's a trip for two on a garden tour of London and the surrounding area with WPR host Larry Mueller. Find out the details and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be talking with Daniel Golden. He's owner of Boswell Books here in Milwaukee about new releases in fiction, nonfiction. He's got children's books. He's got poetry as well. And he brought all the books in the store here with us, so we have our own little bookshop here in our studios. Not quite, but we have a lot of books, and Daniel will be with us to talk about books. Discussions like this possible really only here on this station and only because of your financial support. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, we'd like to say thanks for your support in a special way. When you pledge $120 to support WPR programs, you can choose a thank you gift that will provide 40 meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you.
I like that. That's a nice, idea. Very nice. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to those, and there are many in your community who are in need. Please pledge any amount right now, and when you pledge $120, you can select food for 40 as your thank you gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you will enjoy this program and all of the WPR programs you count on. Make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
Our dollar-for-dollar match, up to $2,500, is still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552, and your support of WPR goes that much farther.
And remember, you can be entered in a drawing for a trip for two on a garden tour of London and Southeast England for your pledge of any amount. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Barbara from New Richmond says, I love being able to listen to the discussions about topics rather than sound bites. I learn something new every day from your programming and guests and want to thank you so much for this. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Lisa Nalbandian. Daniel Golden is joining us in our studios now in Milwaukee, and we are going to talk about books. I love these shows because we all get recommendations, so get your pens and papers ready. He's got fiction, nonfiction, children's books, poetry. He is widely read. His staff makes book recommendations as well. The audience makes book recommendations, and we just have a rip-roaring good time. He is the proprietor of Boswell Books, which is located in Milwaukee on Downer Avenue, Boswell Book Company, and he was a bookseller for, I think he's in his 26th year. He looks like he's a kid, but he's older than he looks. He just has books have kept Daniel young.
You can grind them up into youth cream, I guess.
Is that what you do?
I'm not telling. It's like anybody with a beauty secret.
What is Daniel's beauty secret? Well, I have to post his picture and then we will ask that question. Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for being with us.
It is a pleasure to be here, as always.
It's great to have you with all of your books here, too.
I need visual cues. I need to, when I get nervous, I kind of rub them. You know, it's sort of like when you, one of the things that I really love about, we were talking about the transition between physical books and ebooks is that I like to have them. I like to see them. I like to, you know, get up in the morning and look at the case and have my wonderful memories of the books that I really like. So
I mean, I'm with you 100%. So. And I know people have made that transition easier. And when I look at my house, it's books. You know, who is it who said that your life should be planned according to the number of bookcases and shelves you can put in your house? That's a sign of a good house. I fully agree.
I just had a customer who was talking to me at a conference that we went to, the restaurant show, and he bought like five books. He said, well, I just bought a new case in my kitchen, and so I can get some more cookbooks. But I know that it's different for everyone, and one of the really great things about talking about books is it doesn't really matter whether you read your books as ebooks or take them out of the library or purchase books or lend them to friends. We can all talk about what's inside of them.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, where should we start? Let me start with Russ
you like Feingold. Your nonfiction. Oh, yes.
We do mostly nonfiction, but Russ Feingold was with us, and he was talking about the Gilded Age. And the book that we did for yesterday, I just learned so much. I think I want to read a lot more about the Gilded Age, mm-hmm. because it seems as though there are some parallels to now. The book on Clarence Darrow, fascinating book that we talked about yesterday, really interesting guy. I loved Inherit the Wind, which I saw in high school, and it still stays with me. But I really like good biographies like this. So I recommend that Clarence Darrow book that we just talked about yesterday. It's been a couple days, a couple books.
I hope you mentioned that Feingold's going to be at our store, but at Next Chapter.
No,
on,
I didn't know that.
April 28th.
Well, no, because people asked about that.
Yeah,
April 28th.
You know, it's hard, you know, because he's teaching, I think he's teaching at Stanford right now. That he's, you know, we expected when the book came out that he'd be around a lot, but it's actually a rare treat to see him. And of course, who wouldn't want to see him? So, of course, I'm very jealous of the other store, but you got it. When you know of a good event, you have to tell people about
it. Right. Thank you very much, because people asked us that. April 28th at Next Chapter.
And it's at the store. So,
Okay. Let's start with nonfiction because that's mostly what we do. What do we got?
Well, I wish I had a great, solid historical biography for you, but I threw together the thing that I've been thinking a lot. I've been reading a lot of memoirs, and my staff's been reading a lot of memoirs. And interestingly enough, we had a couple of books just prior to Earth Day that are sort of land-based, that they're about sort of the intersection of people's lives in the wild. There's one book coming out that just came out on Tuesday called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. My bookseller, Stacy, it's one of her favorite books. Another bookseller of mine, Mel, really loved the book, and it's Wild from Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail. It's about a woman who walked the trail, the 1,100 miles, I think, herself.
Yes, yes.
And it is the number one Indie Next pick for April. The Indie Next picks are all the independent bookstores around the country who care to participate. We all read books early in manuscript or e-manuscript or whatever. We send in our votes, and the top votes get in a newsletter that we hand out every month, and the number one book gets on the cover. And this is just named the number one book for April. So there's booksellers all over the country really love it. And I will just say that we had a very prominent author who is from Chicago, but has some connections to Wisconsin, who called us up and held a book for the event. And that was really cool. So that's one book that we're really excited about. And then it actually sort of, interestingly enough, connects to another memoir that just came out on the same day on Tuesday called Dust to Dust. It's a memoir by Benjamin Bush. He's the son of the really great writer Frederick Bush, deceased. And very different. It's a father and son story where the father and son were very different. The elder Bush has passed away. He was cerebral. He was an anti-war activist. And even though they lived in a rural area, he was not a back-to-the-land kind of guy. His son grew up, Benjamin, very differently connected to the land and wound up being a soldier who fought in the Iraq War. Coincidentally enough, he came back, and among the many things, he's really done a lot of things in his life as he's tried to find himself. He was an actor, and one of his roles was as a soldier in the Iraq War. This is a book. What I really like about this book is every chapter is a different sort of material, and the memories come not in chronological fashion, but sort of connected. So one is about glass, one is about bones, one is about wood, one is about metal. And he talks about his childhood, he talks about his adulthood, he talks about fighting in the war. It's a really beautiful book. He's actually going to be at Boswell on April 28th, which is next Wednesday, and Cheryl Strayed is going to be at Boswell on Monday, April 16th. And I know that's a little further away, but it's all we can think about right now. So
I like the fact that you bring these authors in, too, because I know people who go to the events, and they just love them. To be able to interact with an author in person is a really special thing for people.
It's something that I really love doing, and my customers really love, and people who aren't necessarily my customers but come, because almost all of our events are free, and we just hope they'll buy a book. Sometimes we'll ticket, we do a lot of fundraisers, so we'll ticket $5, say. We'll donate the ticket to something, and then we'll also give $5 off the book. So, for example, tonight we have John Elder Robison coming. He is an activist for autism and Asperger's issues. He's on the board of Autism Speaks. He is well known as not on his own. He was, for example, there was a big profile of him last Christmas in the New York Times. Not only does he have Asperger's, but so does his son and his son's girlfriend. And there was a really wonderful story about that. But he's also well known as the brother of Augustine Burroughs. He was in the first memoir, Running with Scissors. His brother, John, was a roadie. So he wasn't too involved. He was a little removed. And needless to say, in their childhood, they didn't know he had Asperger's. The thing he has in common with Augustine Burroughs is he's really funny. That's events tonight. And it's a fun, and that's what we're doing. It's a $5 fundraiser for Autism Speaks. All the money goes to them. They have a big race at the end of, a walk at the end of April, like every fundraising organization does. And so we're trying to get out word about their walk now for Autism Speaks, which I think is April 28th. But the event's tonight. He should be a lot of fun. And one of the things we find, we just had Sarah Val, sold out event, and people get so passionate about it. It's so different from seeing somebody on television or even in a big theater or something, because it's so intimate. Yeah. Our store is big enough to hold a good amount of people, but it just feels really different. You're surrounded by books. The authors are speaking right to you. And I can't tell you how often after an event someone will come up to me and say, "Oh, that was just an amazing experience."
I imagine it's cool
to be creating those. And we're so lucky that the publishers are still responding to our requests. Right now I'm working on proposals, as are all bookstores, for the fall. And you try to find the few people who would work good for you. Have you ever read Katie Martin? I was working on that proposal yesterday. She wrote a big book about presidential wives, and she's a sort of
a story.
So she has a new book on Paris, and so I wrote this very passionate reason, all the different partners we could think of and why this would be really great for them.
And do the authors like it as well?
Well, I think the ones that don't like to tour at all don't tour at all. You know, the only, you know, local people feel like they have to do one stop, but there are plenty of people who don't like to tour. The people who do like to tour enjoy it. They mm-hmm. enjoy the feedback now. We get a lot of compliments on our events. For one thing, we just have this amazingly great audience. Like, they're not rude. They don't take phone calls. They don't ask ridiculous questions that take 10 minutes. I mean, I haven't trained them. I don't know. We're just incredibly lucky. And I think it's just Milwaukee, really, because people will tell me these horror stories of other events. And you know, our events are just really smooth. Sarah Val came afterwards and shook my hand and said, this was a really great event. And I just like somebody who runs a business well. And I was like, oh, I'm
great.
Just lucky.
Great. Very nice. Very, very nice. Fiction. What are your top picks in fiction?
Well, I have a couple of picks. There's of course a few people coming, but if I can give a moment for a book that's not someone's not coming, it's a book called Coral Glynn. It just got reviewed in the New York Times. It also got a really great review in the Wall Street Journal. It is by Peter Cameron. It is set in the 1950s, and it's a play on women's fiction from the 1950s. There's this whole genre of Barbara Pym's, the most well-known, but Elizabeth Taylor, Elizabeth Jenkins. There's some Ivy Compton Burnett, and this is the story about a village in England, and this young woman who comes to take care of an elderly woman and her son, who is a sort of damaged soldier, and the mother dies, the son proposes, even though we have not yet seen any sort of relationship between them, and needless to say, there are secrets all over the place, and it actually plays off a lot of different authors, but it's totally. I love Peter Cameron. He did a novel that I really I adored called City of Your Final Destination that became, unfortunately, a not very good movie, or not as good a movie. And it didn't do the book justice. And I would suspect that if somebody does this book, they also won't do it justice. Barbara, if I can just say, anyone who loves Barbara Pym should read this. It's not quite as funny except for the ending, which is super Barbara Pym-like. I'm a little Barbara Pym obsessive.
You wrote here, my favorite book.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that was really cool is that a couple of years ago, I wrote this piece about a book called The Tortoise and the Hare, which was a novel from the 50s about that sort of had a similar feel for this book. It was very much a period, but brought in issues that were coming to the fore about feminism and civil rights and class structure of the 60s and 70s. That book was actually written in the 50s, and we got an email from Peter Cameron saying, I've never heard of this book. I want to buy it from you. And I never – and that's the only time I have ever really had any contact with him, except when I went to a signing at a convention and gushed and was sort of embarrassing. So now, I was mentioning those number one Indie Next picks. The number one Indie Next pick for March is a book called Carry the One by Carol Anshaw. And she is at Boswell next Tuesday, the 27th. So we have never had the number one Indie Next pick 2 months in a row. We're just thrilled. This was just one of those wonderful things where Anshaw lives in Chicago. I've always heard wonderful things. She came to Schwartz, not for her last book, but 3 or 4 books ago, her last book that was very high profile, I think, would be Aquamarine. She happened to be friends with Stephen McCauley, who came to the store a couple years ago, and he was talking about how wonderful she was. And so there was just really great advance buzz on the book, and it got an amazing review from Michiko Kakutani in the New York Times. And I was so petrified when I heard she was reviewing it. I was like, this is going to be a terrible review. I could just feel it, because she doesn't pull any punches. When things are bad, they are awful. But she loved it. It's about a wedding party that late at night is driving home. One of the woman has taken some drugs. It takes place in the past. And they hit a child on the road and kill her. It's basically about 25 years of the repercussions of about 6 people crammed into the van. It's got Carol Anshaw is well known for talking about LGBTQ issues. It is not a novel that's very – it's a book for everybody. Like I said, number one Indie Next pick. It does have a wonderful lesbian at one of the six main characters. And what I really love about that is I've been trying to find more authors who are mainstream. I'm looking for smart African American authors and smart Mexican writers and smart Native American writers. And it's wonderful to have an author like, you know, first we had Room by Emma Donahue really break out, and now it looks like Carol Anshaw is as well. And finding, you know, not really boxed in the way I worry about authors with, you know, well-fixed identities in people's minds.
Let's go to phone calls. We'll do that in just a moment. Mm. Here's our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and we'll be with you in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Daniel Golden is our guest. Our number is 800-486-8655. We're also getting some recommendations on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to go to the Kathleen Dunn Show and put recommendations there, this is really a book hour where we share what we're reading and what we recommend. And I just love these hours. So please do that and we can get recommendations from each other. To a couple phone calls now, Daniel. Let's start with Nancy in Milwaukee. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. I'm very interested in knowing what Daniel has to think about one of my favorite authors, whose name is Carol Goodman. All of her books, she's written five, have a common theme concerning how the events of the past, sometimes as long ago as 400 to 500 years ago, relate to the present. And there's a delicious eeriness about her writing. Her characters are always a woman professor who is teaching a subject which to me is very warming to my heart, sometimes poetry, sometimes biography. One of my favorite books of hers was called The Sonnet Lover, about a woman professor who is teaching poetry, Renaissance poetry, in a small hamlet close to Florence. Now, I'm a person who's totally enamored with the Renaissance time period. So I thought this book was wonderful beyond belief. So I'd like to hear Daniel's opinion.
Oh, well, I've known about Carol Goodman for a long time. I have to say I've never read her books, but that was the most eloquent description I've ever heard.
It was just lovely. I was ready to go get it right now if I weren't on the radio.
I mean, I would say that there's a couple of books that have been out recently that I think you might be interested sort of in, though I have to think, okay, present, past, professor, I'm trying to put everything together and I really need to be in a bookstore running around and pulling books, but I thought maybe Margot Livesey, she has a new book called The Flight of Gemma Hardy, which is sort of a reimagining of Jane Eyre.
Oh.
And set over a few Scotland and Iceland. I thought that might be of interest to you. I thought another book that has a sort of eerie love story as Snow Child, and I can't pronounce her name, Ewan Ivy. I'm sorry, I'm terrible at pronunciations of some names. But it's set in Alaska, and it's kind of we had a really great read on it, and seems like something, you know, that has some historical, has some romance angle, some mystery.
The Flight of what was it, the first one?
The first one, The Flight of Gemma Hardy. Margot Livesey is – I've read one of her previous books, and one of my friends – a friend of Boswell, or FOB as we call them, came back and wrote me a very long and passionate, enthusiastic report of the book. So.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Nancy, thank you so much for the call. I think people are going to be heading over to your store to get Nancy's recommendation as well. Daniel Golden is our guest, and we are talking – he's the proprietor of Boswell Book Company, located on Downer Avenue here in lovely Milwaukee. And there's also a coffee shop and a movie theater on the same block, so it makes it the perfect street on which to spend at least a day, if not your life – Lisa Nalbandian is joining me in our studios now in Milwaukee. We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, as you probably know, and our goal is to keep bringing you discussions with people like Daniel Golden. He's a good friend of this station, and we love his enthusiasm and his knowledge of books. We can do this in large part, really, because of listener contributions. Your gift of any amount right now makes a big difference as we raise the money that we need to make these discussions possible. So we ask you, please, to give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great hour in which to give. Lisa Nalbandian will tell you why. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Well, we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Up to $2,500. It's offered by an anonymous donor who enjoys Kathleen's show. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200. So you get the idea. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even farther in paying for the programs like this one. Get your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. It's actually quite remarkable. It's a unique radio service in the whole country, and your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on, that you enjoy, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and finally can afford to give. Or there's people who turn 30 and realized, hey, I'm grown up now, so I guess it's time to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, it's a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life, and we encourage it. You decide the amount, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Radio is the perfect form of media. Let's say that again. Radio is the perfect form of media because it complements anything else you're doing. If you want to sit on the couch and just listen, you can.
But you don't have to, unlike TV or reading. You can drive around while listening to the radio, getting ready for work, cleaning the house, going jogging, whatever.
Radio is great. It doesn't drain your energy. It adds to and enriches anything else you're doing. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. Your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps it keep going all along.
Becoming a sustaining member to WPR is truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership will never expire.
Your monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit card or debit card will keep on going until you ask us to stop. Give the gift that keeps on giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, our dollar for dollar match, these don't happen very often, so seriously, it's a good hour for you to pledge. Up to $2,500 still in effect, thanks to a very generous donor. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go that much further.
You'll also be entered in a drawing for a trip for two on a garden tour of London and Southeast England for your pledge of any amount. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've had people give comments. You can do that as well when you make your pledge. Wendy from Waukesha says, I believe in keeping people continually informed and educated. It's the only way we can evolve together as an interconnected community. Thanks for all you do to continue providing this service.
And thank you, Wendy. So join Wendy from Waukesha. Donate right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.
Thanks, Lisa. Daniel Golden is our guest, proprietor of Boswell Book Company, and we are talking books this hour. And welcoming your phone calls as well. Our on-air phone number is 800-486-8655. And Mark from Shorewood is our next caller. Hi, Mark.
Yes, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Mark, how are you?
Good, good, good. My recommendation is The Tenants by Bernard Malamud, and it concerns a tenement in New York City that is set to be demolished to build a new high-rise, except that there is a writer living there on rent control who refuses to vacate the premises until his novel is finished. And another tenement shows up illegally, another writer, and it concerns their tempestuous relationship. It's just a great, great read. The Tenants by Bernard Malamud.
Well, Bernard Malamud is a wonderful writer, and it's always important to go back to the classics. We were telling a lot of people about going back to the natural recently, especially with the popularity of Art of Fielding, Chet Harbach's book that got so much attention that's coming to paperback soon. He's going to actually be back in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Public Library's Friends luncheon on May 4th. So that's really exciting at the Wisconsin Club. And I think they're selling tickets now to that, their fundraiser that they do for the Friends. So,
Daniel, that's a heck of an abstract segue.
Well, it's Malamud's. I'm sorry. I've Malamud. That's the way the brain thinks. We jump and jump. So
well, hey, Daniel, you guys have a good day. You guys have a good day, and thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Thanks very much for the call. It's fun to go back and read some of those. I can't remember what I've read by Malamud, but I've obviously read him. I just don't remember. Another guy who came up yesterday was Irving Stone, who I read a lot of when I was in college, I think. And he's always a page-turner and a good writer, too.
And it's interesting. We still carry Malamud. And I think Stone sort of fell between that commercial and literary, where he's not quite perceived by people, at least right now, to be literary enough that, you know, people read in school. And, you know, but I think he could very well turn around and you'd find in 30 years from now, say, we'd all be going back to Irving Stone because they're wonderful books.
Yeah, they are. Our number is 800-486-8655. Daniel Golden is our guest, and we're talking books this hour of the program. Feel free to send us an email if you'd like. Facebook is the Kathleen Dunn Show, or call us on air if you'd like, 800-486-8655. Renee on Facebook sends this message. Daniel, I don't know if you know these or not. The Last Bridge, I don't know this one, by Terry Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E. She's also reading Lethal by Sandra Brown. And coming up next on her list is Taken by Robert Crace, C-R-A-I-S.
Oh, and Crace was just in town. He was at Mystery One. So they probably have some signed copies if she wants them. I was just reading an author who had a nice quote from Sandra Brown. Kevin Fox's Until the Next Time had a jacket photo. But those are fun. They're, you know, I think that everybody thinks that we think, you know, you have to be serious all the time when you're reading. But a lot of it is about entertainment and cleaning the palate and escaping and thrills and just like anything else. And I think it's a very different experience than other forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
So as I'm sure the Facebook writer would agree.
Tell me about, I always am interested in people's reading habits. Do you read more, because of the nature of what you do, more than one book at a time? And when do you do your reading?
Surprisingly enough, a lot of my booksellers read multiple books at a time. I don't read more than two books at a time, and it's usually fiction and nonfiction. The difference between me and a lot of other people is I stop. I read pieces and I go, I'm not going to be able to get through this, or I'm not going to like it enough to do something with it, or maybe it's better that I don't know anymore. And so, I mean, I only can read five or six books a month, and so it better be books that I really like. I work very long days. I'm very tired at the end of the day, so I can't really read at night. I read in the morning. I'm like, because I feel more alert then. Oh. So when I close, because we have a lot of events, so I'll go into work a little later than I would when I had an office job. So I find myself reading from, like, you know, 6 to 8 in the morning or something like that.
Six to 8 in the morning?
Sometimes 5. It's sort of, you know, what it reminds me a lot of is when you listen to authors talk about their writing habits, and especially first authors that have jobs while they're writing, that's when they write. They get up, they have to go to their job during the day. And so David Ebershoff, when he was writing his first novel, he told me he read, he wrote between 4 and 7. And so there's some sort of awareness that goes on then, I guess.
Yeah. You brought poetry recommendations. It's spring.
Almost Poetry Month. That's right. The one that we've been very excited about is a collection called Villanelles. Villanelle is the waltz of poetry in that it's 5 stanzas, and most of them are, and I'm learning this as I go along, tercets, meaning 3-line stanzas, ABA, 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 and then there's the 5th one is ABAA. And Marie Elizabeth Amali, who is the one of the editors, is actually going to come to the store on April 27th, I think that's a Friday, bringing in a number of other writers of these villanelles. It's a beautiful little package from Everyman's Library, and one of the readers is Marilyn Taylor, who's also represented in the book. And we've had her read villanelles in the past, and they're almost, someone said that they're not really story poems, and they're almost like a dance. They are almost like a dance. Mm. They're very emotional.
Yeah, I love poetry.
So. I like listening to it a lot. I'm not a reader of poetry, but I always go to our poetry events and I always enjoy hearing it. Sort of the way a lot of my customers wind up enjoying hearing books read to them in their car or whenever, rather than reading them. That's something that I experience better when somebody reads it to me. Mm.
I have a St. Patrick's Day party, as my mother did every year, and it's dinner, and nobody can leave the house without having read an Irish poem. And I think everybody likes it. Now we're at the point where people bring their poetry because they have favorites as well, and it's really one of my favorite parts of the whole event.
You've created your own a great tradition for the family.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So. It's kind of fun. Nothing wrong with poetry. Our number, if you want to join the conversation, 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Daniel Golden is our guest this hour, proprietor of Boswell Books, great bookstore on Downer in Milwaukee. And he brought a whole list of suggestions. He's an avid reader, and we're listening to your comments as well. We have a couple Facebook questions we'll bring up, and also feel free to just join the conversation. We are also in this very important spring pledge drive, and this is a neat hour for us because these don't happen very often. I can't remember when it last happened. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500 in effect right now. So you're double. If you pledge $100, it means you're pledging $200. You got it? It's good. It's a good deal. 888-202-2552 for your pledges. 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Daniel Golden is our guest. Carmen writes on Facebook, I'm reading A Life of Bright Ideas by Sandra King. She was just on Glenn Moberg's Route 51 on the WPR station in Wausau. Familiar with that?
Oh, yes. Sandra King, she's a wonderful Wisconsin writer. There's, you know, one of the things that's really terrific is that we have a lot of homegrown writers. Another author from the Madison area who I just saw at the writing conference, Anne Wirtz Garvin, I remember the first story I heard about Kring. One of the booksellers I worked with like ran into her at the airport, and she said, "I have a book coming out." It was her first novel, and it's sort of very sweet. You know, every so often every so often you'll have a customer who'll come up to you and say, and you've known them in other contexts, and say, "I've got a book coming," and that's pretty cool.
And what about you? Do you have a book coming?
No, I don't.
Do you think you ever will?
Not while the business is going. I am surprised. There are a lot of booksellers and even bookstore owners who come out with books, but my focus is really, I just can't do very much else. I mean, I do write a blog every day, and that's up and down. So I can write, but I don't think I write well enough, and I don't think my imagination's there. Though I was just listening to Jonah Lehrer talking about his new book on creativity, and I thought, it's clear that I'm doing everything wrong. So the only thing I don't like is coming together in a group and brainstorming, which he was very much against. We did have we're in a book. There's a memoir that just came out called The Great Northern Express, A Writer's Journey Home by Howard Frank Mosher, that came out early this month, that is about his 100-city book tour or 100-bookstore book tour that he undertook for his last novel, that was he had been diagnosed with cancer, and he loves traveling by himself. So he decided he was going to do this. This was going to be his MacArthur Fellowship. And so he contrasts this year of traveling around to bookstores with his first year teaching in a school in northern Vermont that he had moved to that became the setting for almost all his novels. And we got a chapter. So,
Oh, my. That's great.
Yeah. Little did I know it was mostly – we had a lot of students from high school, and I didn't know at the time that he had taught high school. So I couldn't figure out why he was so excited by it, because I thought, oh, these high school kids, they're not really going to buy the book. But he was just so happy to see them and talk to them. That was pretty cool.
Now, I don't want us to ignore the many books that you've brought into our studio. Have we forgotten anything?
Well, I would like to make a shout out. We do seem to get a lot of response from our kids' events. We read a lot of kids' books.
Oh, we haven't talked about children's books.
No.
Sorry.
And I just – and I know that a lot of the stations in Wisconsin Public Radio are part of NPR. They have a kids book club program called Backseat Book Club, and I believe either this or the next selection is a book called The Mysterious Benedict Society by Trenton Lee Stewart, and he's actually coming through town for his new book. On April 12th, I think, it's a free event at the store, and it's called The Extraordinary Education of Nicholas Benedict. I just actually finished reading The Mysterious Benedict Society, which is sort of somewhere between Harry Potter and Lemony Snicket. It's about four young children, all orphans or abandoned by their parents, who are recruited by the secret agency to infiltrate an evil organization that has plans to control the world. But one of the things that was really cool about this book is it was very much about the different kinds of intelligence. So one kid is a book learner, one kid is a puzzle solver, one kid is a tool user, and one kid is a skeptic. It's kind of a funny book with cute little illustrations. The big news, I think, in kids is Kate DiCamillo is coming to town. People know her from her Bink and Golly book, The Tale of Despero. Because of Winn-Dixie, she's going to be at the Milwaukee Public Library for a free event on April 17th. And for people who live further southwest, Herman Parrish, who wrote he writes the Amelia Bedelia books that his aunt, Peggy Parrish, started. He's going to be at the Greenfield Library on April 19th. And then next Monday, we have a wonderful fantasy writer, Brandon Mull, who writes the Fable Haven series and the Beyonder series. He's going to be at Boswell next Monday, totally free event on March 26th. And his books are sort of a cross between, you know, it's got a Lord of the Rings. It's got an element of you know, the kid from the real world goes to the fantasy world and has to fight to save them. Pretty traditional.
Nice.
But lots of fun. Took the world by storm. Published by a really tiny press and exploded. So he's got a lot of fans.
One more question. I like this one from Diane. I'm a member of a social justice book club, and we're looking for suggestions for books to read that will start great conversations about today's issues. Any suggestions? We've already read Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
Oh, that's a wonderful one. I think she should probably email me at daniel@boswellbooks.com because I probably have a lot of
you said that
questions.
Way too fast. daniel@boswellbooks.com
and okay. I'd be happy to come up with some ideas. There's a lot of interesting books that are coming out now about what happened in Wisconsin last year. John Nichols has a book. I've read a lot of books. One thing I might suggest is Barbara Kingsolver has a prize for the best first work of fiction that's a social justice novel.
Really?
There's a book called The Girl Who Fell from the Sky by Heidi W. Duro. Those are more novels, so she might be interested in something else. I'm sure we could come up with five or six books for her.
Okay, great. Well, it's always a pleasure. You're wonderful. And we'll put these, people call all day long, where are the books? We'll put them. Give us a little time, though, because we don't have a big staff. So we'll put books on our Facebook page. And can you put on your page the ones at least that you came in
with? Oh, sure. I usually listen to the show afterwards and write everything down.
Oh, Daniel, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. So they should go to
our blog, usually. It's boswellandbooks.com.
Boswell?
And books.
And A-N-D?
A-N-D, B-O-O-K-S.
B? Oh, is that
And
B-O-O-K-S.
And if you spell it wrong, if you do it in a Google, it'll come up.
Thank you, Daniel. Keep it going.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Wonderful work. Wonderful work. So that was great. I'm Kathleen Dunn. And as you know, we are in our very important spring membership drive. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee. Listener donations are the foundation, really, of our budget, and it is why we're asking for your gift now. Please give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500 in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, an anonymous donor who enjoys Kathleen's show will donate an additional dollar. It's her way of encouraging you to support this program. Double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation with Daniel Golden, who has joined us many times on this program. He runs a fabulous bookstore, Boswell Books, and he's widely read and brings all these authors to town. It's just good. It's good to have him with us. It's great to talk about books, and it's really the only place that it happens to this extent. Please take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come, all the books that we do with fabulous authors, put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day, and make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organizations.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the whole world. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may want to consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning, and indeed that's what happens here every single day, that you get from WPR by making a leadership gift. That's at $100 a month, and your gift of $1,200 for the year helps make WPR available to everyone. Of course, any amount is welcome right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kathleen, when you're on the air, you make this connection with listeners. It's the spirit that's contagious, that comes over the airwaves, and you can't fight it. I mean, you make listeners want to grow. You make listeners want to learn, and you just make listeners want to improve our communities. And
thank
you know
you,
what?
Lisa?
Well, it's just the way it is, Kathleen. You don't need to thank me. And you know, you don't get a host like that. You don't get a show like this anywhere else, only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Show your support right now with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, offered by an anonymous donor who enjoys the show. And this is a good deal. So your gift... Hey, do I sound like a math wizard or what? Your gift of $50 turns into $100, and $100 turns into $200, and you get the idea. Take advantage of this match, please, to make your gift go even farther in paying for programs like this particular program. Get your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that stopped you in your tracks? Something that was really, really interesting. We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain. Programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you listen to WPR on your way to work or on your way home every day, an hour or two every weekend, you are listening more than, get this, 700 hours a year. And it's a good use of your time.
And today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you will find anywhere. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you may want to consider becoming a sustaining member to WPR. It's truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership will really never expire.
And your employer might match your donation as well. You could double the value of your gift to WPR. If you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, pledge now and ask your Human Resources Department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to this program and to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we do want to urge you to pledge during this particular hour because it's double your money. So $50 turning into $100 due to a listener who likes the show and very generously is making this match, which is just great. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for just a few more pledges in the next few minutes. And thank you so much if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Karen from Merrill, Wisconsin says, as a classroom teacher, I use the information shared on public radio every day in my classroom. I love that image. That's going to be a new image. My image for years has been a guy called me when he was milking a cow once in a barn in Wisconsin. I thought, I'll carry that image with me. I like that. But I like this idea of a classroom teacher using information from public radio in the classroom. In retirement, I want to say thank you for keeping me so enthusiastic and up to date all those years.
Oh.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for Merrill. Join Karen. Join all the other members of Wisconsin Public Radio. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Give $120 or more, and you can request Food for 40 as your thank you gift, providing meals to those in need in your area. Last year, WPR listeners gave more than 71,000 meals.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks so much. Thanks to Daniel Golden and Cynthia Schuster and Rhonda Fanning for production work, and thanks, everybody, for all your generosity and for listening.